Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
On Monday, our nation celebrated Labor Day. By now, most of us have the smells of the campfires and barbecues out of our clothes. So let's take a moment to talk about the men and women who make America great. People say unions are on the decline, but I think that's a misunderstanding of the facts. The term union refers to men and women who join the organization, and they aren't declining at all. Unions aren't declining. Union leadership is. It's a simple disconnect. The membership in unions is declining because the individuals who currently hold power in the unions use that power for things their members don't support. Does anyone seriously believe that the hardworking coal miners in Colstrip support regulating their very jobs out of existence? I don't think so. But union leadership does. Does anyone think that the hardworking hotel housekeepers want to see their sons and daughters taught that constant casual hookups are fine, abortion is no big deal, and you can be whatever gender you wake up feeling like that day? I don't, but union leadership does. An honest day's work for an honest day's pay is the very foundation of the labor movement. So why would people support paychecks that shrink and shrink year after year, and yet that's the result of the policies their union leaders support? Higher taxes and more regulation. Working men and women are as pro-family as you can find in this country. The old line railroad workers and miners who have been working Montana for longer than it's been a state value mothers and fathers and boys and girls. They know that marriage works and it's worth fighting for. And if anyone tried to tell them that they were required to participate in a religious ceremony they didn't believe in, they'd probably better be prepared for an earful. Union leaders, on the other hand, believe none of those things. They believe marriage can be redefined to fit whatever values fits the moment. Union leadership supports requiring people by law to take part in same-sex marriage ceremonies. Union leadership supports telling boys to become girls if they feel like it. With that kind of disconnect in values, it's no wonder membership in labor unions is declining. It's not that there are fewer people willing to work in America, and it's not that the workers we have care less than the labor heroes of the past. It's simply that people who collect dues for unions spend those dues on an agenda that doesn't help workers. A strong family begins with a strong ethic of working hard at whatever job you have to feed your family. That's exactly the kind of men and women that labor unions should want as members. But as long as they spend their dues on the radical left social agenda, they won't be able to attract the right types of people. Years ago, I spoke at a meeting of the Teamsters Union and told them that the union no longer supported their values, but instead was controlled by people who support the Montana Human Rights Network, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, and the gun control lobby. It earned me a standing ovation. Membership in the Teachers Union is dropping because the members don't support the leadership's radical leftist agenda. I used to be a lineman. My heart has always been with the working man because I value the same things that working people do. Strong families, strong values, and a strong nation. It's as simple as faith, family, and freedom, values we can all embrace. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslothy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.